Okay. Peter.
I can find plenty of times when I can say I'm sorry I hurt your feelings and mm-hmm. really mean it.
Yeah.
But there are times when if I were to say that, I feel like it would be completely out of my integrity, and I would be lying, and it just mm-hmm. I believe you that it would work.
Yeah.
But in terms of my own. I want to be honest to her. You know, I don't want to lie.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, Peter. So remember how there's the interpretation in the middle that ultimately is what hurt her feelings? Okay?
No, go ahead.
So you do something. She interprets it a certain way. Her feelings get hurt. So given that you see that it would work, and you want to tell the truth, I would recommend that you just disregard the middle part. I was late. I hurt her feelings. I didn't do what I said I would do. For whatever reason, I hurt her feelings. I didn't notice a pretty red dress. I hurt her feelings. You just own that something you did or didn't do was the beginning of the sequence.
The trigger.
It was the trigger. And you just be responsible for pulling the trigger. And it's like a woman being responsible for pulling the trigger in veto land. Do you know me being responsible for that when I express my ideas, Greg's fear of having enough money for retirement kicks in. So is that my fault that I'm just talking about an idea and he's thinking about retirement? This had nothing to do with retirement. Is that my fault? Well, to heck with him, I'm just going to tell my ideas and he can deal with it. And if he vetoes me, then I'm just going to castrate him. I mean, I could be that way about it, but really this work is all about partnership. And I want each person in the partnership to know what they can do. What you can do is own being the trigger. What she can do is own the interpretation. What you both can do is own that we got to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And whether we like it or not, this is what works.
Now, I think that when you compare it to the veto, I could find that. I mean, I could see how I would do that. You know, I go right to the veto.
Yeah, you know. She triggered it.
Yeah.
We trigger each other all the time. And we can think we shouldn't trigger each other, or we can just be responsible for that we did and just be, I'm sorry. Because I never want to hurt you. You never want to hurt a woman. You never want to cut her off from her connection to the eternal, ever. So just can be sorry for having triggered that. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I was the one that, yeah, okay, that was there and pulled that trigger. Yeah, because it happened.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. It does,
and I just recommend you don't say it that way. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.